Listen to a conversation between a student and the University Work-Study Coordinator.
Hello, Mr. Tully. My name's Allison. I just finished up at the bursar's office and squared away my tuition and everything. And one of the requirements of my financial aid package is that I participate in the work-study program at the university. The financial aid counselor told me that I should speak to you about a part-time job for this academic year.
Allison, is it Allison Fraser?
Fraser, yes.
Well, I know that you are on my calendar today, but we're scheduled to have a 3 o'clock meeting. You're an hour early.
I know, but there's a problem with my housing situation. They assigned 3 students to my dorm room, but it's only meant for 2, and the housing advisor can only meet with me today at 3 o'clock to straighten it out. Could you possibly accommodate me? I'm in a difficult situation.
Okay, however, I do have a job skills workshop in 15 minutes, so I'll have to go through this quickly.
No problem. Thank you.
Well, then to start off, let me tell you that we typically offer a wide variety of job choices in many different departments.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of these jobs are campus-based service positions. But there are a few jobs that are off-campus as well.
Okay.
While every student is guaranteed employment, the number of jobs is limited. The catch is that students who meet with me first always get the largest selection to choose from. Currently, there are only 25 positions available.
Oh, and classes have just started? How did these jobs fill up so fast? Did people apply last year?
No, but it is first come, first served each semester. It's too bad you didn't come in last week. Here's a list of the remaining positions. Consider which particular job best matches your interests or personal skill set. Anything look appealing to you?
Yes, the campus bookstore opening and the computer lab opening both look interesting.
Well, the campus bookstore position is relatively routine and predictable. You'd probably stock shelves and arrange display areas. On the other hand, the computer lab assistant position can at times be quite demanding and stressful. Do you have a lot of computer know-how? Would you feel comfortable working with other students who have research deadlines and might be in a pressure-filled situation? You know, sometimes people can get tense when their computer starts acting up.
Well, actually, I thrive under pressure. In high school, I volunteered as a peer counselor during my junior and senior years. Most importantly, I know the current computer software programs inside and out, so answering tech questions and resolving tech issues is something I would be quite comfortable doing.
Sounds like a good match. The next thing you have to do is set up an interview with the computer lab supervisor. Now, here's her phone number, and best of luck to you.